GreatSuccess.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. I pray that God will turn everyone's lives around and grant all of us transformative encounters that we will never recover from, in the name of Jesus. And just to pray for everyone today, that whatever has been the issue in any area of our lives, I declare that God will turn it to testimonies, in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic remains the winning way. Just to prepare our minds for today's podcast, that it's all about good success, the winning way. That's the way of the winner. What can I do to win more in every area of my life? So those are the things we want to look at today. Actually, the journey started a week before last. That's when we started this. And we've been able to, since then, see a couple of things that we have learned about success, how to actually win and walk in the way of the kind of blessing that God has ordained for us. That's it. And we're going to be looking at something unique today that we have never talked about in this platform. Maybe we mentioned it a little, but we've never really talked about it in this light, you know, that we want to look at it from today. And then I saw something today that I don't think I've ever heard anyone mention it before in the Bible. So that will be our major focus today. So let's get started. Our main scripture will be from Joshua chapter 1, 6 to 9. That's what we'll be looking at today. Before I read it, I just wanted to understand and look at a little of what we did last week. Remember, last week we understood that the way of the winner starts with us having a clear end goal. That if you're traveling, you want to know exactly where you're going. So if I'm going on a path and I don't know where I'm going, then I may keep walking for the next 1 year. But if I know where I'm going and it's just 5 minutes, I can quickly walk there and get whatever I want to get. But if I don't know where I'm going, I can keep walking forever. So it begins with a vision. That's what we started with last week. And we understood that your convictions will be tested, your faith will be tried, and you will be tempted to lose balance. And the main focus of last week was the fact that, you know, in the book of Nehemiah, the guys were fighting and building at the same time, which brought us to the point that as a child of God, because you are fighting, because you are growing up in your spiritual life, doesn't mean you have to fail in life. And because you are building things in life, your business, your career, your marriage, it doesn't mean you have to fail spiritually. These guys were fighting and building. So that was the main thing we learned last week. So if you have not listened or watched, please go and listen or watch on YouTube. Praise the Lord. And today is a main one. I want us to pay rapt attention. And I believe we will all return with the word of God in our lives. Praise God. If you read the book of Joshua chapter 1, it was a book about Joshua. How God spoke to Joshua, how God called him and told him not to be afraid, to be courageous. But there's a particular term I think we always leave out. It says, have good courage. We focus more on the good success. However, before he mentioned good success, he mentioned good courage, which means good courage leads to good success. If I want to have good success in my life, I need to have good courage. Remember, over and over again, I've always mentioned it here, that I've seen people who are not so talented when it comes to singing, in music, or in different areas of life. But because these people have courage, they are just bent on getting that result, and they are able to move ahead. However, the people with all the gifts in the world are actually struggling and struggling. So what we are learning from this is that if I want to achieve anything in life, I need courage. Not just courage, good courage. As a child of God, you need beyond courage. You know, this is courage. Let's say I have been looking at my wife's friend, so to say, and I've been lusting after her, and I'm scared of all the consequences of what may happen if I eventually go ahead to do the wrong thing with her. Or maybe I see money in a particular place and I'm scared of taking the money because of all the consequences of what may happen. Now, that's fair. If I develop courage and I do the wrong thing, that's the courage, right? But that's wrong courage. That's bad courage. So the Bible made it clear in that Joshua that there is good courage. Remember, the purpose of this podcast is good success. So if I want to have good success, I need to know what good courage is, because I need courage to have success. I need courage to win any kind of race, any kind of competition, any kind of thing we want to achieve in life. We need courage. If you want to win, you need courage. You want to run a race? Courage. You want to start a business? Man, I can tell you over and over again, you need courage. You want to grow in a career and succeed there? You need courage. Whatever you want to achieve in life, especially if you're a child of God, you need courage. You know, it's been said over and over again in the Bible that the word that was mentioned about 365 times is fear not. Do not fear. In different variants, you know, it came in the Bible. God telling us, don't be afraid. Which means our major issue, the major reason why we may not succeed in anything we want to do, is fear. And for you to overcome fear, you need courage. And that is exactly what we are looking at today. But before we get even deeper, let's look at Joshua chapter 1. If you have your Bible, please open and read Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. It says, be strong and of good courage, for to these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. See how many times within two verses, how many times it's mentioning that. Then it says that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from me to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. That is the popular one, Joshua 1:8. And then verse 9 came again, and it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. So it's actually God commanding us that if you want to walk in my path, if you want to be righteous, if you want to be successful in this world, you need good courage. He said, I have commanded you to be of good courage. Fear is a sin. Lack of courage is a sin, because God has commanded us to be courageous. It takes courage to do anything worthwhile in this life. Anything you want to succeed at in this life, you need good courage. Not just courage, good courage. So, the first thing we need to understand is that for you to walk in the path of the winners, in the path of winning, in the sure path of winners, then we need to understand that number one, winning is both an art and a science. You know, when we talk about science, we are talking about laws, things that you can follow, things that have been proven. For example, the laws of science now, there are so many laws. Laws of thermodynamics, laws of motion, and all those Newton laws and all those laws that are there. Do you know why we call them laws? Because they are dependable. They have been found to be things you can repeat. If you do anything based on those laws, you can be sure that you can get answers. You can be sure that you can repeat whatever has been there. Success is also like that. Winning is also like that. You need to understand the laws, the things that need to be done, the things that we need to follow. And then it's also an art, which means we can learn it. We can learn it so much that you can repeat it over and over again. And you know, by God's grace, I'm also an artist. When I was so much involved in painting, in drawing, and all those things, the more you do it, the better you become. And then because you have crossed some lines, you have actually become better. There are some things you don't have to think twice to do. You just do it. It just comes naturally. Which means if we learn the science of winning, it will eventually become an art that we can do so stresslessly, without stress. You can begin to say, if I do that thing, I will succeed. If I lay hands on this, I will succeed. And remember, the Bible tells us that whatever he shall lay his hands upon to do, whatever he does shall prosper. And as we do the first thing, it prospers. We can be sure that if I do the second thing, it's also going to prosper. And then it becomes your path of life, your way of life. Something that you can be sure that you will have success in anything you do. Not only because you have done it before, but because the Word of God says it. And then you go ahead beyond that to know that, yes, I have done it before based on the Word of God, based on the laws of God. And then I can do it again and succeed. So, you can master winning so much that even when everything seems wrong, you know, when you have mastered winning and you are charting a new course, you are doing something new, even when everybody feels you are failing, even when you yourself, your body is feeling like you are failing, but because you have mastered that art of winning so much, you are not bothered. you keep walking in the right path until you get it. And guess what? The word of God assures us of victory all the time, as long as we are in the will and the plan of God. So you can know you're on the winning side, even if everything makes you feel like you are on the failure path. If you have mastered the science of winning and the art of winning, that is guaranteed by the word of God. Winning in both the small and great areas of life require courage. Anything you do in this life, it requires courage. There are so many things we do now because we have been doing it so much, it feels like we are not doing anything. But remember the first time you took your first walking experience. Of course, you probably don't remember those times, but if your parents can remind you, maybe you were standing and falling. Even if you don't know, remember your children. You were rising and falling, rising and falling. Maybe you were scared at first. That's why you didn't do it for the first couple of months. And then you summoned courage and you began to walk. Gradually, you took the first step, you failed, and everybody celebrated you. And then you are so happy. For some children, you know, once they are celebrated, throughout the day, they keep walking and walking and walking because now they were able to break the barrier. There are some areas of life, there are some things in life that until you break those barriers, you may not be able to get to the next step. So whether it's small things or big things, courage is required. And what is courage? That's what we're going to be looking at in the remaining minutes. Courage is stepping out in the face of fear and uncertainties. If you have ever done anything in life because you are so sure of it, we know that it's not stressful. But if you have to do something and you are not sure of the outcome, and yet you still have to do it, and you step out to do it, then you are beginning to understand what courage is. Maybe when you wanted to study a course, for example, somebody said, I want to become a lawyer. It takes courage. You don't even know if you graduate from school, whether you're going to get a job, or you want to study to be an accountant, or study to be an engineer, or aerodynamics professional, or whatever it is you want to study to be, or just be a businessman. You need courage. And if you have done all those things, that means you have applied courage at one point or the other in your life. The only thing is, sometimes when we want to do new things, especially by experience, you know, small children, all they need to do is they want to achieve something, and they are not really bothered because they don't have too much experience of failure. But because we are adults, we have experienced so much failure, it looks like failure is more real than success. But you know what? The same way you trained your mind by different kinds of failure in life, you can train it by different kinds of success. And it will become an art that every day, whatever you do, success will be the only thing that comes to your mind. And that's why the Bible tells us about renewing our mind. The only problem with Christians is our mind. Prayer is not the problem. Spiritual things are majorly not the problem. It's just our mind. Remember when we talked about the law of desires? That's the mind. Our mind is where the problem is most times. You begin to decide the wrong thing because you have experienced the wrong thing so much. You begin to be afraid of success because you have experienced failure so much. But you can turn it around and make sure every day you have something to record about success. Even if it's for you to say, I bought something for 5 naira or dollars and I sold it for $7 or 5 naira. That's success. It was easy to do, but I had success. Just make sure you have so much experience in that, and it will gradually become the normal way of life. And as you read the word of God and you see examples of how people succeeded, your mind will begin to be changed. But trust me, it can take some time. But you need courage. Courage is what makes you even take the first step. So what is courage? While preparing for this, I got an acronym for courage, and that's what we'll be looking at in the next few minutes. Number one, courage means to confront. The first C, you can write it down, confront. What you don't confront, you can't conquer it. It doesn't matter how simple or how challenging or how difficult it is. If I don't confront the challenges, I can never overcome it. It is always almost certain that failure is inevitable if I don't take the first step. And what is required to take the first step? Courage. That's why God commanded Joshua. He said, if you want to succeed, I'm commanding you to have good courage. Good courage. Don't be afraid. Good courage. Don't be afraid. If you step out in faith, there are only two things that can happen. I'm not talking about faith now. I'm just talking naturally. It's either you succeed or you fail. Those are the only two outcomes. There is no in between. Either you succeed or you fail. But if you don't step out, there is only one certainty. failure. Those who have not tried have failed even before starting. But God has confirmed in us that if we are walking according to His will, He said we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. And we know Christ only strengthens us to do the things that fall in line with His will. So I need to confront that challenge. Is it a spiritual battle? Is it a physical battle? Is it business? Is it career? Whatever it is. If I'm afraid and I stay at that realm of being afraid, then I know that the result is failure. I need to confront the challenge. Now imagine an anointed David. David in the Bible, you know he was anointed. Before he fought Goliath, he was anointed. Imagine when he was anointed, he saw Goliath and he was just praying. Say, God, you know you anointed me. As I point to Goliath now, he must fall. Trust me, nothing may happen because that was not what he was anointed for. Maybe if Samuel pointed at Goliath, he may fall. If Elijah pointed at Goliath, he may fall. But for David, he was anointed to be king. And kings fight battles. Remember also, as a child of God, you are a king and a priest unto your God. So, if you sit down there watching and praying and you are not taking step, then failure is almost inevitable. May we not experience failure anymore in Jesus' name. So, we need to confront that challenge. What is that growth you want to experience? What is that success you want to experience? What is that wall you want to build like Nehemiah? If you don't confront it, there is failure. Nehemiah knew maybe his head would roll if he told the king that he wanted to build a wall that maybe the king himself burnt. But you know what? He confronted that challenge. Know that the first step of courage is to confront the challenge. What is the second step? The O. That's obedience. Remember the Bible talks about our obedience being complete, 2 Corinthians 10:5-6. That we must be ready to punish all disobedience when our own obedience is complete. So you must fulfill your obedience. That's obeying God at all times. Doing what you know is right. For some of us, we already know many things that are right, that are required, that are the next step. But we are not taking anything. Yet we are expecting God to tell us what to do. You know what God told Moses? He said, "Why are you still bothering me? Step forward. Go ahead. Don't keep praying. The people are troubling you. Don't trouble me. Go ahead. I have told you what to do. Step ahead." What is that sea before you today? What is that sea before me that I've refused to confront, that I've refused to step ahead into? God says, obey first. Before you talk about any other thing, obey. Obedience, let it be complete. In spiritual matters, let your obedience be complete. If you keep disobeying God and walking in disobedience and sinning, our courage will be broken. Because the devil will always confront us. Remember that story about the child that was being oppressed by a slave? Because I think he killed his father's chicken. He killed his father's chicken by mistake or intentionally or whichever. And then he couldn't tell his father. And then the slave that saw it happen started oppressing him, telling him that, "Hey, I will tell your father if you don't do what I asked you to do." So the child became a slave. And one day the child summoned courage. He said, "You know what? The worst case is my father is going to punish me in whichever way he chooses. But I will tell him, enough of this oppression." And he decided to walk in the path of obedience, to confess his sins to his father. And his father said, "Oh, chicken. The chicken, you own it. I was rearing the chicken for you so that you can eat it anytime you want." It was like, really? And the slave was put in his position again. So the same thing for us. If we keep walking in the path of disobedience, the slave, the enemy, will keep oppressing us. So we must make sure our obedience is complete so that our courage can be good, can be strong. Praise God. And what is the third thing today? Unity. The Bible talks about unity of faith. You have to agree with the truth. For you to even talk about walking in obedience, you have to agree with the truth of the Word of God. If I don't agree with what God has said, how can I walk in obedience and how can I have courage? How can I confront? If God says, "I'm giving you a goal and I'm giving you a vision to start a business that will end up in the realm of millions or billions," or "I'm sending you to be a missionary, I'm sending you to be a preacher or a pastor, I'm just sending you to be a parent that will raise kids that are going to do great things for the kingdom of God," and because of your fear, you refuse to go ahead, it means you have not agreed with the truth of the Word of God. And if you don't agree, you can obey. And if you don't want to obey, you can confront your challenges. You can see? So we need to agree with the truth of the Word of God. Everything God has said, we need to agree with it. And then we need to be in unity with our spirit. Sometimes our spirit tells us one thing, our mind is trying to do another thing. We are not in agreement. We have to agree with God. We have to agree with what God has said. We have to agree with the vision God has shown us. If you don't agree, we can't follow it. Remember Jonah. Jonah did not come into unity with the word of God, with what God told him. He decided to go his own path. Do you know why he went his own path? Remember the law of desire. He desired something else. So he went his own path. That's why, you know, God knows how he orders things. God brought us on the path of learning how desire is so powerful. So our desire needs to be treated first. You need to agree and desire what God wants. Because you agree, you'll be able to obey. And because you want to obey, you will confront that challenge. And what is the fourth thing? That's reach. R. We have talked about C, O, then U, and R. What is R? That's to reach. R-E-A-C-H. To reach out. That's to reach out. Imagine if somebody wanted to give me a phone, right? And he's pointing the phone at me, and I refused to collect it, and I kept my hand here. Just kept the phone here. He says, I've kept the phone on this place. Pick it up. And I refuse to pick the phone. Do you know what is going to happen? The phone is going to remain there. If you refuse to reach out, if you refuse to do the right thing, if you refuse to reach out for help when we need help, we may just be stagnant. We may keep staying at the same position forever. God forbid. Reach. Reaching out is the secret for getting anything. If there is something you need to pick up, you need to reach your hand to pick it up. There are so many blessings that God has created for you and I, but because we refuse to reach out, we are not getting those things. So, reach out to the blessings of God, and you will see how those blessings are coming. Many of us are so concerned about the challenges we are going through that we have forgotten the blessings that are around us, and we have refused to reach out. So many of us is just one book away, but we will refuse to read. Reach out. And we see the blessings coming. There are so many blessings hanging around your life and my life, but we have refused to reach out. Reach out, and you will be shocked at how the blessings will come. So that's R in our courage. Then number 5 is authority. Authority in this place, I'm not actually talking about the authority that we have in Christ. Of course, it's part of it, but that's not the focus in this place. Authority is talking about our standing, which is a product of time and labor. Now, when you say somebody is an authority in business, it means that when you really want to do business the right way, you want to study the life of that person. So for you and I to walk in the path of winners, you know, the path of winners, if you want to walk in it, the way of winners, we need to build authority. You need to labor so much in that path you have chosen to follow, or that God has put you to follow. You have to spend time in it, and that's why you can establish authority. Now, if you want to talk about authority in faith, in the faith realm of the Christian fold, anyone who wants to be truthful, we mention Kenneth E. again, and then in our age, we mention Bishop Oyedepo, we mention Pastor Copeland, right? You mention all these people. If you want to talk about prosperity, you also mention Kenneth Copeland, you mention Bishop Oyedepo, you mention Baba Adeboye, you mention all these people. They are authorities in these areas I'm mentioning. If you want to walk in the path of winners, you need to build authority, which is built by a product of the time you have spent in that area and your labor. Those are the three things that build authority. Your time. How much time have you been able to spend? Your success also builds authority. What have you been able to show? What are the testimonies around your life? From little testimonies, you build great testimonies. David did not have any authority to fight Goliath, but remember that he had authority fighting the bear and the lion in the bush when nobody saw him. And he banked on that authority to build his courage to fight his Goliath. So what have you been able to overcome in life? Build your authority from that. Maybe you wanted to go to school one day and you didn't have money. And you said, you know what, I will use faith today and I will get to school. And it worked. Remember those days. Remember those times. And use it to build authority to get to where you're going. And then second to the last is G. That's growth. Most problems will disappear when you grow. If I choose to grow, some problems will naturally disappear. Now imagine I have two young boys. There are some kinds of load that I can give to them that they cannot carry. Why? Because they are just children. Without praying, without fasting, without doing anything, if they just keep eating, sleeping, playing every day, they will grow up to be able to do some things naturally. That's just the law of nature. If I grow up in my spiritual life, in my physical life, in my social life, in my emotional intelligence, in how I deal with people, if I just decide to grow up, there are some things I will naturally overcome. I remember there was a time in my life that even though I was born again, I used to be very fearful. Like, oh my God, fear was a major problem in my life. I was so fearful that if a car is driving in front of the house, I don't know if my mom is joining today. If she can listen to this, she'll just be laughing. See, there was a time that if a car, that's, you know, all these trailers, if they are driving in front of our house, I will run to the back of the house to go and hide. That's how fearful I was. And then I grew up. As I was walking with God, praying, fasting, serving God, I literally woke up one day. I was in school then, and we were supposed to pray around the school, which took courage for me to pray at night. I woke up one day and I went out of my room. And that was the day fear disappeared in my life. I remember. Fear disappeared and I was able to join the other brethren to walk around the school to pray. That was the end of fear in my life. After that time, I remember when I changed school and I was walking in a particular bush path at night alone and I was not scared. Then I remember, I said, wait, am I the one walking at night in this path alone and I'm not scared? God has worked in my life. If you just grow, if I just grow, if we just decide to grow as Christians in different areas of life, and because you have grown spiritually, it doesn't mean you have grown in business. You have to grow in different areas. Every door needs its own key. If I decide to grow, I will just outgrow some things. My courage level will increase as I grow. And then lastly today, that's E. That's excellence. Going beyond and above par is what we call excellence. It's not being the best. It's just going beyond your capacity. Going beyond what someone else has done. Just making sure you are excellent, beyond good. That's excellence. If I want to walk in the path of winners, I must be ready to walk in excellence. I will win because I have done beyond what others have done. That's the definition of winning. I will do beyond what I've done before. I'll break my own records to have excellence. Then I'll break it again. Then I'll break it again. That's how to walk in excellence. I prayed 5 minutes yesterday. Congratulations. What about today? I read a book last month. What about this month? Excellence is progressive. As we have excellence, next time we are to break that record and break it again and again. That is courage. Confront, obey, walk in unity with God, reach out, then walk in authority, grow, and then have excellence. That is how to be courageous. You don't just need courage, but you need good courage. Good success needs good courage. And that's it today. I just hope we have all been blessed. And then as we close today, let me just add this to everything we've learned. And one of the reasons we don't step out in courage and to walk in the path of winners is because we are afraid of failing. Fear of failure is one of the major reasons why people don't step out. So what's going to happen if I fail? What will people say? The least of your problem is what people say. Let's just strike that out first. People are going to see anything, whether you succeed or you fail. So if they are going to see anything, let them talk about your success. Let them have that to talk about. And then people only talk about people who are making waves, who are taking steps. So if they are not talking about you, it means you are not doing anything. So let them talk about you. So stop being afraid of failure. In fact, be afraid of not taking action, because it's definitely failure. It means we have all written our scripts without acting a play. So let's step out in faith this week. Look at that in the eye and step out in faith. Courage. Follow those steps of courage. Know that you have to confront that challenge. You have to reach out. You have to walk in excellence. I mean, there is none of us who doesn't have capacity to do 2 or 3 of those things that we have mentioned today. So let's step out. And as we step out in courage, we see results happening naturally. Results will naturally happen when we step out in courage. So that's it today. That's the Good Success Podcast today, The Way of the Winner Part 2. So see you next week. Next week is the last Sunday of this month. So next week, Sunday, will be our monthly Bible study. And looking for our suggestions, and please give us feedback about the last one. If you didn't watch it, please watch it and give feedback. How can we do it better? But the main goal, like, you know, I've said over and over again, is for us to actually spend time to read scriptures, not one person talking, to read scriptures. So be ready. The book of Nehemiah, we stopped at chapter 3 before. We're going to continue from chapter 4. If it's one chapter, we want to sit down on it and read it in depth and bring the truth out. Please, it's even better if we read it ahead of time so we could be blessed. So watch out and be ready. Invite someone. Remember, that one is Bible study. Please invite as many of your friends as possible so they could read the scripture together with all of us. And now, everyone that came today, thank you for coming. God bless you. I hope you've been getting blessed. And I'm looking forward to your testimonies. You know, God has been blessing you through these episodes. Please feel free to share your testimony, especially next week, that we will all be sharing together. So, see you next week and stay ever blessed in Jesus' name. The good success.com.